can't keep those track songs like together in my head. What key, which of them in? They're all like three chords, and they're almost all the same, but they're not quite.
What are the chords?
It's like 1, 4, 5, and the 1 and the 4 in minor. It's like they're in minors.
Yeah.
And sometimes the 5.
It's like a 7.
Yeah, sometimes it's a 7.
Sometimes it'd be a 7, right?
Yeah, the 5, 7, but yeah, they just like the 1 and the 4, sometimes the 2, but like you just like 3 chords per song. Like this one's an F sharp minor, E minor, C sharp 7th, F sharp minor.
I got some F sharp up in this.
But you'd want to play an A.
I can do that.
You want to play. You want to, so, you'd play A.
I play the third?
You play A flute. Yeah. Because the F sharp is the relative minor of the A.
Yeah.
I have an A flute.
Yeah, so you play the clandestino on the A flute.
Alright.
That's going to give you the right notes.
Which one is Mr. Bobby?
Mr. Bobby is
major, basically.
yourself down.
Across the earth.
Jaja baptized like children in water and clear white light. In this creation, sorry, oh Jah, you have given me everything I need to be free in this reality. Yes, in this reality. Let the music fill your soul. Let spirit is in full control. Let the music fill your soul.
So relaxed.
Sweet. Bobby Marley will do that to you, man.
Yeah.
Reggae. Yeah. Mr. Bobby's song is such an interesting song.
Yeah.
You can take it, it's like super walking the line of being super dark. I've taken really dark.
Yeah.
Like Velvet Underground kind of a vibe, you know, like, or Leonard Cohen-y, like, okay, like
it's Leonard Cohen is what I was getting from you when you were seeing.
Yeah,
Leonard Cohen, that's who I was trying to think of. I was like, oh, what's his name?
I love that. We also have Rise Up Singing.
That's right. Rise Up Singing.
You got a Leonard Cohen song, right?
I got a couple, I think. I don't know if I've got them right away, though, that's the thing.
Yeah. Right, random access memory is slow right now.
We can just play some, we can just access some random shit.
How does that Concrete Jungle go?
Was hard, so hard to access.
Yeah.
It didn't sound right.
Yeah. Interesting.
I like how those flutes look like that.
They're all made by the same. Most of them are made by the same guy.
Wow.
These are good.
More ceremony songs would be good.
Yeah. Is that Zayn T?
You know, it's got that F7th.
F7th.
Do you know this one? Main 2, il canto para chi. So it's F7th. F major 7th, sorry.
Oh, F major.
It's like G6-9.
Oh.
So G with an E in it and an A.
Yeah, I'm so out of tune. I'm so sorry.
Tune again, yeah.
Where am I at?
You're playing it. Keep playing that.
Ah, yeah.
Is that right? Play again. Sounds good.
There we go, right there. I was up just too much, like a tad. Cranked it up. I hope you can go.
Just have to remember that when playing it. Not to hammer on it too much. So glad I have music in my life. So good to have instruments around. Where would we be?
For so many years, it wasn't part of my reality.
Yeah.
It was just like turning on the CD player or whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's like.
Or like the critical. Yeah, those like random moments of the bunkers the other day. That was great.
Yeah.
This is amazing sonic experience we had in the old military bunkers in Port Townsend.
Incredible.
With some amazing vocalists.
Yeah, it's a beautiful singing.
You play your E for me.
So F major.
eyes, amor, amor, amor.
Thank you.
Awesome.
To do the song.
I like the Leonard Cohen version of that.
I usually play a capo that one. Let the way of the heart, let the way. It's a little more manageable. It's like that wedding song, that Magnetic Field song. You know that. So he like plays on the ukulele like super high, but it's like he sings it in a super low voice. That's great. I love it when you give me things, and
oh my gosh,
that's definitely gonna be at my wedding.
Stephen, what's his name? Yeah,
that's great.
Stephen Merritt is that his name.
God, it's perfect.
Wow,
the Magnetic Field. You guys got a million catchy riffs and jangly lines.
Yeah, that's great. Oh,
he's got this great song that's when my boy walks down the street, it's like, he's amazing, it's a brand new form of life, blue eyes blazing, and he's going to be my wife. You know, gay guy, even
I just want to sit down. Yeah. Oh, and listen to you guys play.
You sound great on that guitar.
Yeah.
Dude, we should do some. You're on Twitter. We should get some more water though too.
Yeah, I can get water.
Get faded with this old. 16 is a nice guitar, man. So many strings to deal with.
Thank you.
by itself. Pour a little vodka in the side. There, here comes the elf. Dancing on the keys like a green tree frog.
Esmeralda, Zelda, Claudia and Jane.
Rosie's deep baritone calling her girls to turn about.
As we rolled with Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane. As we rolled with Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane.
Well, what she was telling a little louder than that.
She was calling, as we rolled with Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane. Esmeralda, Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane.
Voice got louder and more insistent when the girls continued to play.
Esmeralda, Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane.
Shouted out in high falsetto the names.
Esmeralda, Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane.
And it seemed like a mighty round of chorus was echoing round the rooms of that hotel.
Esmeralda,
Zelda,
Leticia,
Maria, and Jane.
Anything?
Esmeralda, Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane.
The tree frogs.
Esmeralda, Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane. Esmeralda, Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane.
Esmeralda, Zelda, Leticia, Maria, and Jane. Esmeralda, Zelda, walk into the other room, Leticia and Jane was on the computer, typing up an email to a gentleman who she'd recently kicked out. Jane said to Leticia, "Girls, should I have a smoke?" Leticia said, "Girl,
sure, here you go.
Go on, have it, so."
Shiny purple leotards and scabbards with the strongest swords used for a single block of steel. Esmeralda, Zelda walked through the bridges over the rivers of despair.
Oh,
where floundering suitors cried their tears away, irrigating it down there. In the darkness, they quested on with only a lantern to their name.
Until they were joined by Leticia,
Maria, and Jane. Jane wielding the magical staff of Ishtar, which she'd bought on an eBay auction that afternoon. Shower. And Esmeralda, Zelda,
so cool. Wow. I love how I had this whole vision.
Was that recorded?
Totally. I had this whole vision of this, like,
that was recorded.
Brothel.
Oh, great.
Brothel experience.
We could tighten it up, yeah.
And I never, like, imagined where it could go, that it could be, like, all the hookers having an orgy together without the Johns. That's where you took it, right?
Well, I guess. I mean, I was thinking of it. I got just, like, mystical, like, trying to bring it all, like, tone of, like, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. He was on that path. You were on this other path.
Oh, because I was
that's what was so funny.
That was so awesome.
Was the two paths.
Oh.
It was like bipolar.
I was trying to hold the sexuality at bay a little bit, too.
Really? Are you sure?
Well, just to keep the story going. You know, so it didn't get super, like...
He didn't want to, like...
singing about what hookers do.
But dude, when you were talking about they were exploring the dark caverns...
That was not an intentional metaphor.
I thought there was, like, the dildo with the staff and the Ishtar, right? And they were all, like, getting in on it with, like... The dark caverns? No?
I was super clean in my mind. I was fucking PG-13.
Oh, man. I thought you were just having these, like, five girls on this, like, girl-on-girl prostitute orgy. I was like, dude, I never thought about that. That's totally where that should have gone.
That probably happened after they, like, killed the dragon.
They killed all the Johns. They totally killed them.
They died when they had their orgasm shot at their
in the falsettos.
we had the deep voiced woman and the high voiced man.
That's really perfect. I think it's recording. We'll see what's happening over here.
Wow, yeah. Fun with bass strings. You never get those on the